Good evening. We're going to be beginning a new topic in Hilchos Mezuzah tonight. We're not going to talk about which rooms and what kind of purposes that various rooms have, whether they do or do not require a mezuzah. We're going to talk about the psachim, not as in Korban Pesach, but in Tzuras HaPesach, that the doors that are necessary or aren't necessary. And we'll start with before we talk about the kind of doorways, if you think about your living room, your dining room, your kitchen, based on how the layout is, not everything is always so black and white as far as the requirements for mezuzah, which we'll talk about, the requirements of a doorway for the mezuzah that we'll learn about in a moment. Before we even get to that, I want to talk about whether or not there needs to be a door. If you think of the majority of openings, at least on the main floor of your home, not the bedrooms, but the main floor, your kitchen, your dining room, your living room, maybe you have an office, maybe not. On my floor, first floor, most of the rooms do not have doors. So, in fact, that will be an important point, as we'll see in the next moment. The Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, talks about something called, a Heker Tzir. Heker Tzir, we don't really have to know, you'll see why we'll know about this in a minute. It talks about a case where there is a room, a men's room and a women's room, meaning like a kitchen and a dining room. The women were in the kitchen, and the men were in the dining room, and they had to. And it was a question: which is the one that's the entrance? Which is the exit? You want to put the mezuzah on the right side, of course. You have to know whether you're going to put it on the right side of the entering or the exiting. So the Gemara says there that you look at depends on where the. If you picture a door on an axle, what's the vertical? What would you call that? A hinge, but that's not a good word. That spoke in the ground. That an axis or something that the that swings. So that little piece of metal on the bottom, a pivot. Thank you. That pivot will determine whether the pivot is in the kitchen or the dining room. That might help us determine which way is going in and out. But what we do need is the next line. If you look at source number one, right after that, the Gemara tells us a story of the house, the castle of the Reish Galusa. An enigmatic line, Reish Galusa Bana Beisle built a house, and he said to Rav Nachman, Kvali Mezuzta, put up a mezuzah for me. Rav Nachman corrected him and said, Rav Nachman just got this instruction from the Reish Galusa, corrected the Reish Galusa and said, Hey Rebbe, Tali Dashi Bereisha, hang a Dashi first. Before you put up the mezuzah, make sure you hang the Dashi. What does the word Dashi mean? Well, says the Rambam, a Dasha is a door. You see that this Gemara tells you that when you want to put up a mezuzah, make sure you put up the door first. As if to say that if there's a door, then there's a chiv to bring a mezuzah. If you don't have a door there, then don't put up the mezuzahs because there's no chiv to put up a mezuzah. And this is taka how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam says, as we'll see in a moment, that only a doorway that has a door in it that opens and closes is chiv and mezuzah. And therefore, if you think that all those rooms, from your living room to your dining room to your kitchen, need a mezuzah, that is not correct, according to the Rambam. Let's look at this. This Rambam is, of course, the most famous Rambam. It's the first Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah. It's in Perek Vav, because the first five parakim were Hilchos Tefillin. But in Perek Vav, the Rambam lists the 10 rules of mezuzah, all in one, fell swoop, that are absolutely necessary in order to be chayv mezuzah, and one of them is... Well, the fourth one, I underlined it, is v'yulo dzalsos. If it doesn't have a delas, it's not chayv and a mezuzah. Comes the rav in source number three and says, oh my goodness, wait a second. You, Mr. Rambam, read that line in the Gemara in source number one out of context. You think the story with the Rav Nachman and the Reish Galusa, he was saying that you have to put a door there? No, that's only talking about what I mentioned when I opened the shir in the context of there is the kitchen and a dining room. The women were in the kitchen, the men were in the dining room. And they were trying to figure out which one is the main room. So Rav Nachman said that when they were building such a house, Rav Nachman said that you have to put up the door to decide where this pivot is and to tell you which is considered going in and going out. It doesn't mean that you have to actually hang a door. Let's see the Ravid. Shayud lo dalsos lo ne'amar, that which the Gemara, or that which Rav Nachman corrected the Reish Galusa in the building of the house and said that you have to have doors, that was only for what purpose? Because of this din called Heker Tzir, where the pivot is. That's only necessary when you have two houses, two rooms, and you don't know which one is going, which one is coming. That's where you need a door. But in normal circumstances, there's absolutely no need to have a door. So what you have here is, as we have all over the place, a gigantic machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, if you have a door without a door, if you have a door without a door, does it need a mezuzah at all? The Rambam says it needs a mezuzah, and the Ravid says you missed the whole boat. Now, this issue was actually questioned to none other than the Rambam himself. Now, we know the Rambam writes his Sefer Halachas, but the Rambam here also wrote a Shalas HaTshuvas. The Chachmei Luniel wrote a question to the Rambam and says, we heard that you hold this crazy shita that you have to actually have a door. Where do you get it from? So the Rambam says, I get it from the Pasuk in the Torah. Listen to how the Rambam says, L'chsavtam al mizazos beisecha uvisha arecha. What are those two words? You have to write it al mizazos beisecha uvisha arecha. You have to write it in two places. You have to write it on your house and on your sha'ar. Says the Rambam, you know what the words beisecha uvisha arecha means? Beisecha means the room. The sha'ar means the door of that room. Let's look at the Beis Yosef, who quotes this Shailas HaTshuvas HaRambam from the Chachmei Luniel. They asked him, Mr. Rambam, where do you get this chiddush that no one holds from that you need a door? The Rambam responded, the Torah said you have to put it on your shar. What's a shar? You have to put it on the doorpost and on the shar. Ella, what the pasuk means is, kachomar, beisecha. Va'al mezuzos kol sha'arecha. And we know that what does the shar mean? The shar is the door. And therefore, this is the source for the Rambam, the pasuk itself. The word shar in the pasuk, when you say shema, and you say, uchsavta al mezuzos beisecha v'sha'arecha, tomorrow morning, what kavara are you going to have? You're going to have the rooms and the doors of those rooms, according to the Rambam. I never learned like that in my life. Well, how do we paskin? We saw the Ravid argued. Rashi, I didn't give you the Rashi on that one line of Gemara, also, without getting into the proof from Rashi, also learned that this has nothing to do with the need for a door. It's just when there's a certain kind of construction with a women's room and a men's room and going from one room to another, which is right, which is left, which is going in, which is going out. That's only need for this door, but otherwise, you absolutely do not need a door. So what do we have? We have Rashi, we have the Ravid, all say that you don't need a door. And there's just one Rambam who says you do need a door. So it ends up that the Rambam is the minority. So look at the conclusion of the Beis Yosef, which will shed light on how we pass it in the Shulchan Aruch. And the source number four. L'inyan halacha. Afal pisha nirin divrei Rambam. The Rambam makes a lot of sense. However, who do we have arguing on him? Kevin Shir Rashi, Vitosos, V'harash, V'haravid. All these Rishonim argue on the Rambam. And remember, is the Rambam, when the Rambam says that you need to have a doorway, is that a kula or a chumrah?
You need a door,
thank you. When the Rambam says you need a door,
it's a kula.
Because he says if you don't have a door, you don't have to put up a mezuzah.
Right.
So hold on, you're complicated. First, let's get it simply. He's saying a kula, he's saying that half the doors in your house don't really need a mezuzah. You saved yourself $600. Right. I like the Rambam. So we have a machlokas midoraisa, midorabanan. Presumably midoraisa. Most, if you own the house at least, it's a shayla v'doraisa. The Rambam's mekel. Robi shomer machmir. So it's a rove against the Rambam. And it's the Rambam's be mekel anyway. So we're going to be machmir. And that's the conclusion of the Beis Yosef. You can see how he passes in source number 6. The Shulchan Aruch says, Habayis, afal pish en l'dlasos, chayev v'mezuzah. That's the ikur psak. V'yesh misha poter. There's somebody who patters you and says such a doorway does not need a mezuzah. That's, of course, the Shittas HaRambam, like you and I know. So, that's exactly what source number 7 says. Says the Shach, if you are gonna, you and I, we're all really religious. And we therefore follow the Shulchan Aruch, of course. Even if I wasn't so religious, I would still follow the Shulchan Aruch and put up a door. But isn't there one shita, a very significant shita, the Rambam, who says I shouldn't be putting up a mezuzah here? There's no chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. If I only have an opening without a door there, therefore, you could be machmir to put a mezuzah there, but not to
make a bracha.
So halacha l'maaseh, Reb Osai, when you put the mezuzah up in your dining room, living room, kitchen, let's assume there are no doors there, you do not say a bracha on any of those entranceways. because of being machmir for the shitas Harambam.
You say only one bracha.
It depends if you're doing them all at once. Yes, yes. It depends on what you're, you know. Right. Okay. Now let's just that was the main point. Now let's just put some icing on the cake. Let me ask you the following question, Rabbi Osei. Let's say you move into a house and you didn't finish every last detail. You move in, there still have to be some moldings put on. You know, they have to finish painting a room or two, and they have to just put the hook the door onto the, you know, the wall.
According to the Rambam.
So, according to the Rambam, yes, thank you. According to the Rambam, who says that it doesn't need a door. Let's say you move into the house. You put up a door. You put up a mezuzah there. And then 3 days later, the contractor comes in and says, Baruch Hashem, I have the door. I'm just going to hook it up, and you'll be finished. He puts the door on. Now, according to the Rambam, what just happened? It's Chayav Mezuzah, but the mezuzah is already there.
You have to move it.
I hear what you're saying. So what do we have? We have a problem of Tasev Lomen Ha'asur. Exactly like the Schach. Exactly. That's what the Shach here suggests in number 7. According to the Ram, that you don't have to have that this story doesn't need a mezuzah. Im kava kodem tliyas handelas. Let's say you put up the mezuzah first, and then you put up when you put it up, there was no door there. Lo yatsa dechavasan. Later on, kshenos handelas achakach, it's tasev lo naasei. So what should you do? You should try to put the door up at the same time as the mezuzah. Otherwise, try to avoid making a bracha. He just says, get out of the bracha by being yotzi with something else. Okay, fine. That's all we need for this sugya. Let's move on to the next sugya. We finished the door. Any questions about doors? Fine. Either way, we always put up mezuzahs even if there's no door, but we just have to make sure we don't make a bracha. Now we're going to talk about the doorway itself. Now, whenever you look around and you see pictures, well, this is the area in Halachas Mezuzah where pictures are significant. The question begins, and I tried my best to, anything that needs a visual aid, I either cut and pasted from a sefer, or one or two of them, as you see on the next page, I drew myself. The simple-looking ones, I actually drew it on the computer, but they're obviously much simpler. So it says the Gemara, Menachas Daf Lamed Gimel, something called Pischei Shimai, our potter from Namazuzah. It has nothing to do with Beis Shammai. But where do we know the word Shammai or Shammai somewhere in Shas? Nothing to do with Beis Shammai. Not a name, not a proper noun. What? I hear that. A curse or a nether? I don't think so. Gemara talks about a Zaken Ashmai, a bad, like a wicked or a crooked person. Zaken Ashmai. So we're talking about somebody, a crooked Pesach, or a wrong kind of doorway. What's a bad doorway, a crooked doorway, a messed up doorway? That's the best word, messed up. The messed up doorway is part of Menachas Zezah. Well, what's a messed up doorway? My Pischei Shammai, yes, the Gemara Menachas Lamed Gimel Beis. Well, it's a machlokas. Chad Omar Deles Lehu Tikra. It doesn't have a roof. Chad Omar, it doesn't have a shkufi. What is a tik? What are these two things? A shkufe, Rashi says, is a mezuzos, are the posts. So if you have a doorway without a post, it doesn't require a mezuzah. L'shnachrina, says Rashi, tikra she'en habayis mekura. We're not going to talk about that pshat. So you see that according to this, the doorway, in order to be chayv, has to have a proper roofing to it. It has to have a proper post to it. And Tosus adds another point. Tosus says, try to imagine a brick doorway. And imagine that one brick here, one brick missing. One brick here, one brick missing. One brick here, one brick missing. It's a jagged entranceway. It's jagged. Or picture, those old pictures of old castles. At the very top of a castle, you have like a certain design of up, down, up, down, up, down. That sort of design. Well, that's what's happening to the stones that are jutting out of the into the doorway. That's what Tosa says. Perish, Makom Sha Pesach Shokev Shamil Mala, the area where the door lintel, the mashkof, is coming down, Eino shava. It's not smooth. It's not even. Ela havanim min hakipa, from the havanim that are coming down from the top. Even nichneses veven yotzes. One down, one up. One down, one up. Etc. Similarly to the if the the posts on the side would be one in, one out, one in, one out, one in, one out. That would be what the psul is. Now, what that means is that in order to be chayav in a mezuzah, you have to have a smooth doorpost and a smooth mashkof lintel on top of your doorpost. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shulchan Aruch in source number 11, Reish Pei Zayin. By the way, everything we did for the past 3 weeks was in Reish Pei Vav. That was which rooms, what usage of the rooms needs a mezuzah. Now we're in Reish Pei Zayin, which talks to you what kind of doorways need a mezuzah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Pesach needs a mezuzah only if it has two mezuzahs and a mashkof. You think this is simple? Let's see. Let's now start talking. That was the introduction of what you need. You need a smooth vertical post, smooth top. Now let's talk about all the permutations as we begin the next topic. So the Gemara in Menachas Amud Aleph talks about a word that seems to look familiar. Pisva de akarna. A Pesach that, de, a, prefix means on. Karna. What's the word? Karna? Karna's a corner, like a Karen's oven. It says chayav mezuzah. Asks the Gemara, earlier of Ashla Meimer, wait a second, Meimer, why are you saying that? Lesle pitzimen. It doesn't have any posts. With the word mezuzos, not like the klaf, but mezuzos, the doorposts. So it has there are a lot of words for that word. In English we call it a post. In Hebrew we could call it a mezuzah, not the klaf, but the doorpost. It could also be called a pitzimen, pitzima. It could also be called a. It could also be called. There's another name for it. Where was it? I have it somewhere in my notes. Sipim, yes, sipim in Aramaic. It's pitzimim and pitzamim or a sipim in Aramaic.
What does this look like? The pischa
of the karna. So I'm going to show you. We're going to show you. According to Rashi, let's look at the first line. Rashi, akarn is a karen zav shabayis. So if you look on the bottom left, you see that picture. Yes. Picture that's labeled dalid. That is, you see there's a doorway, and it's on the keren, it's on the corner. I hope you could see, sort of from the outside looking in. Is that clear? I hope you could see with clarity. So that, according to Rashi, is chayev in a mezuzah. Where's the doorpost?
What's different about this doorpost than other?
There is no doorpost here. It's just the end of the wall. Normally, the concept of a doorpost is something juts out. Here, even though nothing's jutting out, the fact that the wall itself serves as the end or the beginning of the entrance, that itself counts as the doorpost that's necessary.
What's the doorpost? When you say doorpost, what do you mean by doorpost? Like, you have this door, you have this door here, where's the doorpost? What is that? The top thing?
This is the mezuzah. This is the mezuzah. This is the mashkof.
So the karne, the pischa doesn't have that?
There's no karen. It's not a karen. There's no karen. It's not a karen.
I know, but you're saying the karen. The pischa, the karen, what would that look like?
So what we see is, that is this, the question is, could this be, if there's no post over here,
how could
if,
it
I
be took,
if I chopped off this part, would this wall and this wall also be sufficient to be naive to get a Pesach?
It's a Pesach.
Well,
it's
you see from this, you see from this, that, and that's this figure that you have in Source Gimel. There are no posts. It's just the wall itself ends, and the other wall ends, and the top wall, and the roof of the Pesach, which we'll call the Mashka of the lintel, is just the wall. It's just the wall. There are no posts put in. But this is going to be chayav. Why? We didn't finish this line. Let's look at source number 12 again. Amemer says, a Pesach of a Karen needs a mezuzah. They said, wait a second, but it doesn't have any posts. It doesn't have a vertical piece of wood. It doesn't have a molding. Answers the Gemara, and this is the key line. Amar lei adi pitzimei. Meaning, the doors, the walls themselves count as the posts. Look at Rashi. V'ha'ein la pitzimen. Mezuzos, they don't have any doorposts. El Rashi Aksal just has the ends of the wall. And you need a mezuzah, you need a post. A frame, a molding. Answers the Gemara next to Rashi, Ade are the Ptsimi. Ade meaning hare klomer ela roshei ksalim. The walls, the edges of the walls themselves, hein hamtsin, those are counted as the mezuzah that you need, as the doorpost, as the frame, as the molding that you need. So you see from Rashi that a wall itself that just ends is sufficient to be considered a mezuzah. But that's only going to be if the wall itself comes out to make smaller, to reduce the size of the doorway. What I mean by that is, if you have an open area, and it's a full, let's say this whole thing is open. This whole thing. Right? This whole wall was gone. Would you need a mezuzah there? No. No, because there's no doorway. There's no Pesach. You don't have posts. However, if you had two of these panels there and two of these panels here, even if they don't have a post along the edge, but these things that are blocking part of these two panels are blocking part of the entrance wall, that will count as, according to this, as something that can be considered two mezuzos, and therefore will be chayav. You need to have both. We're going to talk about one in the next piece.
So no matter how wide it is, like usually from dining room to living room, they're those wide.
Very wide, yeah. You'll still be chayav.
You'll still be chayav.
Yes. And that's the picture labeled gimel, the tiny little gimel, where you just have a wall, and a top. And since the two walls on the right and the left side are blocking part of your entrance into the room that you want to go into, the wall itself could serve as the mezuzahs, even though really it doesn't have a post there. It's just the wall that's ending.
According to the Rambam, it will not need, obviously.
Right. But we're not passing it. We don't pass that to Rambam. So. Right. Now, we had this hard word, the word keren. You all told me that keren means a keren zavis, it means a corner, like that little picture on the left. Guess what? There's another way to explain what the word keren means. And that's, first look at the picture on top of the next page. Look at my picture that I drew that I labeled bird's eye view on top of page 3. Where you come in, you come into an open place. There are no walls. You walk straight in. Except, you know what there is? The line itself is the wall. See if you can see on the left one, the fancier picture. There's a room, and the walls are jutting out straight at you. You see the face of the wall. See if you could see on the left, top left picture the face of the wall. I'll label it in red in my, and then I'll. You walk into a room and you see the face of the wall.
It's the face of the wall.
You see the edges, I guess you'd call it. You're walking into a room,
yeah.
Not like this. Here, you don't see a wall. You sort of need an open area. Picture an open area and a room, and you walk, but without the front wall. So what do you see in front of you as you walk in? You just see the face of the wall. Well, you see the back wall deeper in, and as you're about to walk in, what do you see? What's right in front of you? As you're about to walk into that room, you see when I walk in to this room, I see the wall that was going this way, I see this edge of it. The wall that was coming this way, this edge of it. The roof that was coming this way, this edge of it. So I see this face.
Like you're going into an igloo.
Yes, thank you. Going into an igloo, so you see, but not just the outside, but you see the walls of the thickness of the walls that I'm going into.
Why is it different walking into this room?
Because this room, you don't see the walls. This room, if we take away those panels, you're not going to see any face of wallage. You're not going to see any face to the walls. Do you understand what I mean by face of the walls?
Yeah.
There's the length of the wall, and then there's the thickness of the wall. Right, so let's say if this is the room, you're seeing this. There's another one here, you're seeing this. So that's But we just had this funny word in the Gemara, karna, what was that word? Karna de pischa. Look at the Rashi said, karna means like a karen zavis. But look how the Rashi translates the word on the bottom, 13. This is the Rashi. Of course, there's no mesaches mezuzah in the world. That's why the Rashi doesn't have a mesachta mezuzah, but it's called hilchas mezuzah because within mesaches menachos, there's the Rif. We once pointed out that the Rashi is not a parish on the Gemara, the Rashi is a parish on the Rif. And the Rif collects all the halachas of mezuzah in menachos, and Sefer Torah in menachos, and another few topics. So therefore, in Sefer Menachos, in mesaches menachos, the Rashi has a mini section, mini halachas of, you know, like all the, like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on Hilchas Mezuzah, on Sefer Torah. So this is from, it's not on Menachos, but it's Hilchas Mezuzah that's found in Mesechus Menachos. So he said, look at the Rashi translates the word Pischa Da'akarna. What does those words mean? Rashi said it means a corner. The Rashi says nothing to do with a corner. Source 13, the bottom of page 2. Turn back a page. Bottom of page 2. Says the Rashi, Pischa da'akarna, kagon sheha pesach, the opening is the entire eastern wall. Ha-pesach memalei kol mezrach. Umagia, and the walls are mitzaf on the darim. I'm sorry, the opening is from south to north to south, because the entire east face is open. And here, there are no doorposts at all, right? There's nothing reducing the size of the doorway. There's nothing coming in, jutting in to the doorway. That's what the Gemara meant when it said "Halesli p'tzimin." Ella, just all we have is the kosle b'habayis shel tzav madarim. We have the north wall and the south wall facing me, and I just have those walls there. Nothing's coming into my entranceway to serve as a doorpost. Nevertheless, says the Rush, that itself counts, according to the Rush, that itself will count as a doorpost. That's the chiddush of the Rush. Rashi didn't hold like that. But the Rush's shita here is that when I have walls, so look at my on page 3. When I have a room like that top left picture, and I'm walking in, and all I see is the wall, according to the Rush, that will be chayev. Why is it called a karna? Yeah, I guess it's the end. Not in the sense of a vertex. Yeah, I mean, it's a vertex in the sense that that's where the wall ended. But not in the sense that there's a corner.
So the karna is supposed to be in the middle of the wall, the very end of the wall.
Yeah, it's an entrance that goes all the way till the end of the wall, as opposed to something in the middle of the, that breaks through the middle of a wall. Right. Okay. That is the shita of the Rush. Now, let's imagine the following. Let's imagine the following. Look for a moment at the Rambam in source number 17, which is the Rambam that we saw before. But before we talked about the fact that the Rambam needs a delas, now I just underline a different part of the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says you need two mezuzos, you need two doorposts. So would he agree to this Rush that we just described? The Rush we just described says that the wall that's coming at you can be considered is sufficient to be considered halakhically be considered a doorpost. The Rambam says no, you need a real doorpost. You need something to be jutting out to frame the door. The Rambam says you need a mezuzah, meaning you need something jutting up here and something jutting up here to constitute a doorway. A mezuzah. You have to. One of the tanaim of hilchas mezuzah is it's only going to be a doorway. It's only chayav mezuzah if you have something jutting out on each side of the doorpost.
You need a door also, like Rashi Tosa.
That's not true. You could have a door that swings without on pivots, for example, without any doorpost. You don't necessarily have to have a doorpost. You could have a door without a doorpost.
It's just more machmir in general. You need a door and you need
well,
a
you mean he's being makel.
Makel. It's less
right.
mezuzahs.
I mean, makel.
Right. Less mezuzahs. Yeah. Try to look at my pencil drawings, actually computer drawings. The pay and the inverted pay suffix on the left side, the drawings on the bottom left. What do you have? You have a wall. Let's look at the one on the left. You walk into the kitchen. Let's say you have a small kitchen. You have a long wall as you walk in. And there's, let's say, like a counter there on the left or some other wall on the left. And you walk into the kitchen. Let's say that's how the design is. So is that doorway going to need a...
On the right side, you don't have a mezuzah.
Exactly. On the right side, you don't have a mezuzah.
So that wouldn't be required.
But look at the picture to the right. When you walk into the picture of the right, do you see that pay? It looks like a inverted pay, the right one.
On the left side, you don't have a post either.
But here, what do you have? You have a end of a wall on the right side.
Yeah.
Do you see that on one picture you have an end of a wall on the left side, the other picture you have an end of the wall on the right side?
You still have only one.
I don't know if you could see the red dots. I don't know if anyone could see the red dots from this distance.
Yeah.
Sorry. But
the end of the wall is facing your entrance.
What?
The end of the wall is perpendicular to when you walk through.
Right, that's called,
as opposed to facing the two.
Right. Well, facing you is kosher.
Yeah.
So certainly a wall that comes like this is definitely kosher, because that's reducing the Pesach. That's coming into your entranceway, which is really even a better mezuzah. It's the end of a wall. An end of a wall, which according to the Rush, end of the wall will work. So this case, I'm not going to go through the Gemara's because the Gemara is complicated in source number 14 and 15. But you know what the Gemara says? You see these two pictures? One of them is chayv and mezuzah, one of them is patur and mezuzah. Isn't it the exact same?
It looks exactly the same.
They're just mirror images. Yeah. How can one be chayv, one be patur? Mm-hmm. What's the answer?
Right side, left side. Right?
Exactly. So when the Gemara is going to say, when the one, if you're looking at the one on the right side, there's a wall facing you, there's a mezuzah coming at you from the right, that wall that juts in, that cuts in on the right side, well, there's a right mezuzah, there's a mezuzah on the right side of the entranceway to place your mezuzah, it will be chayev. As opposed to the left picture, the smaller one.
There's also a jut on the wall there.
Right, but on the right side, what do you have? You have just a long, smooth wall.
Well, on the left side, you have the...
But where do we put the mezuzah? Where do we post our cloth of mezuzah? That's what the Gemara says that we're not going to go into. Okay.
The Rambam
says that all of these will be patur. And therefore, if you have a kitchen like this, even if it had a door, it would not get a bracha to be chosher for the shita of the Rambam. In fact, let's look how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch isn't interested in all these complicated pictures. Shulchan Aruch on the top of page 4, source number 19. Ein ha-pesach chai b'mezuzah, elem ken yesh lo shtei mezuzos u'mashkov. You can't play games. I'm not interested in facing the edge of a wall facing you and a wall jutting out. You need a Pesach that has a doorpost, a literal post or a literal frame or a molding that's jutting into the doorway, that takes up space of the entranceway in order to be chayv. And therefore, none of these places will need a mezuzah. Of course, the Shach points out that since this Rush that we just spoke about, who says that the face of the walls and the wall that's facing you does get a mezuzah, so we'll put up a mezuzah for that opinion, but of course without a bracha. Fine. That's the end of that topic. That was the hardest piece. Now we're going to have two more mini points, and that will be at the end of this year. Many of you have basements. In your basements, many of you have support beams, not support beams, but support poles. If you have two such poles, or even one pole, that serves as a Tzuras HaPesach in the middle of your basement. Let me just explain one more point.
It's not serving as a Pesach. It's just serving to hold up the house. Let me add one more point.
In general, we said that you have to have two mezuzahs, two posts, as well as a mashkof, a lintel on top. Well, guess what? Where do you put the beams, the horizontal beams, supporting beams, usually? Right on top of the poles. So what do you have? You have a piece coming down from the ceiling on top of these poles. And these poles, two poles, one pole, whatever it is, holding up this cross beam, This crosby, which is holding up the main floor, this is usually in the basement, right?
Right side, there's no exit, both in or out.
So you're just saying which side we should consider in, which side should we consider out, right? But that's the question. That's the question. I got this question this morning.
It's not an entrance, though.
Okay, so this morning somebody asked me, B'shat Tov Mitzlacha, somebody in our shul is expecting a child or a grandchild, and they're going to get a baby nurse for the first few days. And you know what they said? We have these poles holding up our house. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to put a little curtain there for the baby nurse to sleep for the first few days.
Creating a room.
So now your dad, it's a room there.
It's temporary. It's not a real room.
It's true.
Room.
Temporary, that's true. It's true.
A few days, yeah.
Okay. So is that the only heter? But if it would be, if she, this nurse would be there for 30 days, then it should be chayev?
Still temporary.
We should all be so rich to have baby nurses for 30 days or more.
It's like a tent.
It's
a
tent outside.
It's a permanent tent? No, here you have it. You have it. So this is holding up 300,000 pounds. It's holding up the whole rest of your house.
It's going to be meant to be a solid wall.
It's not serving something.
The wall doesn't have to be a solid wall. The Pesach is a solid Pesach. The walls have to be solid. I don't know if the
Why
walls
is it considered a Pesach?
So let's see.
Not
let's
serving
see.
As a Pesach. It's just serving to hold it.
Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Source number 4. You're going to be right. Source number 21. I think I once mentioned this. I think in this year, when I was in 7th or 8th grade, I went to Boy Scout camp. Right, 10 Mile River Camp Kunata Boy Scout camp. I mentioned that, and we did not sleep in bunks. We slept in lean-tos. Lean-tos are bunks without a wall. Three-walled houses. So the Gemara asks, that's called an achsadra. An achsadra. There's a lot of light coming into an achsadra. That's why in Hilchas Bdikas Chametz, it talks about checking an achsadra not at night with a candle, but during the daytime because you have a light pouring in. I also once had a squirrel run over me. Well, because there's no door, right? So I was lying in bed, I was like sleeping, and a squirrel just scampered over me. Moral of the story is don't sleep in achsadras. What? So here you have the Gemara discusses whether the pillars that hold up the rights when you face this achsadra, you're facing this what's called in English a lean-to. This three-walled bunk, and you have three walls. So maybe the right wall and the left wall, which are sort of holding up the roof, should count as your
there's no Pesach there at all.
There's no Pesach there at all, except the right wall and the left wall.
That's a Pesach?
Not really, it's but that's the question. Right. That's the question here. So instead of going through the Gemara, I just brought you the Rambam, which makes life easier. Achsadra v'makom describes what it is. Shemakom sheyesh l'shlosha k'salim v'tikra. Afal pi sheyesh l'shnei p'tzimin. Even though there are two posts, Baruch Revius, on that open panel, there's a beam holding up the roof. Patur min ha-mezuzah. Why? Because those beams that are holding up the roof, m'pnei sheyesh p'tzimin, l'hamin ha-tikrahim asuyim. V'lo mishum mezuzas nasu. They're not made to make yourself a doorway. They're made to hold up a roof. Therefore, Abosai, if you have in your basement two poles, even though there happens to end up being what would be called halachically a tzuras ha-pesach, because there's a post on the right and a post on the left and a beam coming down, a cross beam going over it, that is made for what purpose? Not for doorway purpose, not for entrance purpose, but for support purposes, that is not going to be chayiv. Similarly, if you have a house, I was riding my bike with my kids on Atlantic Beach. Guess what? Atlantic Beach, after Sandy, the new building codes are what? You have to build on stilts. If you drive through, you'll see, they're all built up. Like, they start 8 feet off the ground. So those stilts, let's say, in Israel, they have it all the time. All the apartment buildings have a place to park the cars on the main floor. You drive in, park the cars. And then the house starts on floor 2, 3, 4, 5. So do you have to put a mezuzah on that floor where you, let's say, park the cars?
No.
You have those pillars, those concrete pillars holding up the rest of the beam, the rest of the house. So those are not there as entrance doors, as pesachim, rather they're there as support poles, posts,
you don't have
to hold up.
It's
what?
Open. You don't have walls there.
Sometimes there are walls on the side. Right? You have walls on the side.
So whatever,
the back.
You park your car there and you go in. So you always go. You,
right, but the point is, it's
stuff.
Not serving as an entranceway. That the role, that's not an, that they didn't put that post there to be right. An entranceway. You know why? Because I would rather that pole not be there to give myself more parking spots.
Right.
It's there because it has to be there. Because I don't. I, you know what happens? I dent my car on that. I scratch my paint on that, and it takes up a parking spot. I don't want it there as an entrance. I want it there to hold up my building, so it doesn't topple over. So therefore, based on this, there's no need for a mezuzah here. We're going to finish with the following question, which in my house is halacha l'maaseh, and I was actually wondering for the past few months. I shouldn't have wondered. I should have looked up the halacha or ben machmir or something. Why was I just wondering? Okay. Anyway, tzvatayan imaskir. You have this pull-down attic, right? Who has a pull-down attic in their house? You have a few? Okay, I have one. Fine. Half of us have that. Or if you have a trapdoor, I'm not going to ask how many of you have trapdoors in your house, but a trapdoor to get rid of unwanted guests. So do you need a mezuzah when you go up that ladder up to the attic? It's sort of a... What's the problem?
It's just like a... It's like on the ceiling.
Yeah.
The opening. Where would you, is that
either door? On the outside of the ceiling facing you or on the inside facing the attic. You're right. You can't put it in the...
Where would it be? Just
in the same way it's over here. Look it over here. Where's this one? You can't put it over here because it'll jam the door. You can't put it over here. Guess where? It's right over here. You can't see it. I see it. So you do the same thing. If this would be facing you, you'd be just see it right on top. It wouldn't be in the... width of the doorway. It wouldn't be the width of the thickness of the door, thickness of the ceiling. It would be on the outs, bottom of the ceiling or on top of the ceiling on the floor of the attic. So let's see.
Why would you need it?
It's a Pesach, it's a door. What do you mean? It's two. It's a full.
It's a hole. It's full. It's not mashkov. Where's the mashkov on top? It's just to be like this. This is not like
so if you turn your body like... 90 degrees, then you have everything you need.
You're not an astronaut, you know.
Okay, let's see if you're right or not. Says the Pesach Tshuva. So on the simple line of the Shulchan Aruch that we saw on source number 19, right? Source number 19 was a very simple halacha. A doorway has to have two posts and a mashkov. On that, the Pesach Tshuva comments on the Shulchan Aruch. I am b'tshuva no to be Yehuda, etc. Shekosav demartef. What's a martef? Cellar. Shepsacha hu al shetach ha'aretz. The entrance to the cellar is on the surface of the ground. Potter mi mezuzah with a raya from Gemara and Kedushin. Let's see the Gemara and Kedushin. But before we see the Gemara and Kedushin, let's look at a pasuk. Let's learn a pasuk in Chumash. What happens if you have an eved and you really like the eved? I should have asked it differently. Where in the Torah do you see the word mezuzah besides the context of mezuzah? One other place in the Torah, and that's by an eved. So the word mezuzah is there, could shed light for us on the word mezuzah, putting a mezuzah on our doorposts. It's talking about judges. So on that pasuk, you know what the Gemara in the Kedushin Darshan is? Let's look at 24, source 24. Kedushin Chav Bezim and Bez. Delis, right? You have to bring him to the Delis. And the Gemara asks, well, does the Delis attach to the ground or not attach to the ground? Shemani ben akura ben shena akura. Tamalul lomra mezuzah. Ma mezuzah mu'umad af delas nami mu'umad. It's only a delas that's attached to a house. It doesn't just mean if you have a door lying around somewhere in your garbage, in your wood pile, that you should bang your eved's ear in that door hanging in your wood pile somewhere in your backyard. It has to be a vertical. Ma mezuzah mu'umad af delas nami mu'umad. What do you see from that Gemara? That the word mezuzah as taiched, the Gemara is quoting the word mezuzah from a pasuk, and the Gemara is taiching that word mezuzah as being a vertical post. And therefore, as Rashi comments ever so clearly, ma mezuzah mu'umad dibulav hachi lo mikri mezuzah. It's not called a mezuzah if it's not vertical. Based on this beautiful note of Yehuda that we'll finish with, who says ever so clearly, look at the second line, the question at hand of a seller that has a trapdoor going down, ein bo shayechus mezuzah. That's not called a mezuzah. A mezuzah is ba'ofen ze einam nikram mezuzos. And the Torah says you have to write it on a mezuzos. And it brings the Gemara in Kiddushin that we just read. And therefore, Shema Mino, the bottom line, Shema Mino, de lo shayech mezuzah b'shochvos. That is the halacha, the same way as b'shocheves, as is the halacha by Hilchas Avadim. the interesting, when you think of Hilchas Mezuzah, you don't think that you're going to go to Hilchas Avada to tell you how to do it. So therefore, those attic trapdoors and those cellar trapdoors are not Chayiv in Mezuzah at all. Thank you for coming. Good evening. That's right.